Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes from Time for You. Thank you for joining me today. And I have something important I want to talk with you about today. Have you ever heard the saying that hurt people hurt people? Have you ever stopped to think really what that means? People who have been hurt inside or out tend to harbor memories of that hurt and pain and anger and bitterness. Resentment, fear. They often lash out at those closest to them because of that pain that they harbor. People who have been hurt view their world through the eyes of pain, and that means they often misinterpret words spoken to them as being words intended to hurt them and cause more pain because they're conditioned for pain. In that same manner, they may interpret acts of kindness or just simple everyday deeds as being intended to be hurtful. I've heard it said that when someone experiences severe emotional trauma, their emotional development stops at whatever age they were when they experienced that trauma, and they continue to stay stuck at that age emotionally until they successfully deal with that trauma. Hurt people often have low self-esteem. So sometimes they might busy themselves with trying to prove to the world how much they are worthy. Other times they might simply just recoil back like a wounded kitten and refuse to come out into the daylight. Some may appear lazy when their lack of doing things is actually driven by a lack of self-esteem. And that lack of self-esteem was caused by the hurt that they experienced. Hurt people are often unaware that the things they say or do hurt others because they're so self-absorbed in their own hurt, they can't see beyond that. Hurt people often appear mean or cold, angry or spiteful. Hurt people sometimes wag their tongues in such a way to hurt others. And again, that's just a ploy to bring others down to the level where they've gotten stuck. Yesterday, I talked about how love conquers all. And I told an allegory about the sun and the wind competing to see who could get a man to take his jacket off first. The wind blew and blew, and the more he blew, the more the man just clung to his jacket. And the sun simply just smiled and shed its light brightly down on the man. And the warmth of that sunshine caused him to remove his jacket quickly. We can take a similar approach with people around us that have been hurt. And we've all been hurt. So what am I saying here? This applies to us all. Let's help each other overcome past hurts and the bitterness and the resentment that results, the things that cause us to hurt others. Let's help people overcome that with love and light and kindness and encouragement. Let's be like that sunshine that just smiled and warmed that man to the point that he felt comfortable and safe in removing his jacket. Let's break the cycle of hurt people hurting people, and let's create a more caring, pleasant, and peaceful environment all around us. The world needs that so much. Each one of us can be the change we want to see in this world. Will you join me today in being that change? That's all I have for today. This is Sharon Rhodes signing out for now. Thank you for joining me and thank you for following these podcasts. If you like these little talks, would you please share them with your friends and check back again? Follow us. And until next time, I'll just leave you with this thought. Always remember to take time for you. Have a great day.